The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Ideals on masculinity may guide health behaviors in men with MS. Study: men concerned about weakness may not seek medical help. Men with multiple sclerosis show differences in health-related behaviors based on how much they value certain masculine details, according to a new study that suggests possible negative effects of masculinity in terms of seeking medical care. Results from the study, which specifically focused on white males in the U.S., with relatively advanced MS, indicated that men who are very concerned with controlling their emotions tend to report poorer self-care tendencies. Meanwhile, those who are more concerned with appearing heterosexual tend to report a greater tendency towards self-care. Masculinity adherence to traditional gender norms was a significant predictor of how men engaged in health behaviors, the researchers wrote. Such information is novel and important to providers serving male patients with MS. The results can improve provider awareness, conceptualization of male patient needs, and elicit needed resources for men to better manage MS symptoms and outcomes, they wrote. The study, Effects of Conformity to Masculine Norms and Coping on Health Behaviors in Men with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the International Journal of MS Care. MS is nearly 3 times more common in women than men, but male patients tend to have more severe disease and worse outcomes. For example, men are more likely to have motor symptoms, including loss of coordination and cognitive difficulties. They also experience specific challenges, such as sexual dysfunction related to the disease. An emerging area of study is examining how the way men are socialized impacts their relationship with healthcare. Masculinity and self-care. Male socialized gender norms, such as Western culture gender roles, are established at a young age and guide young men in how to be masculine, which is socially reinforced by peers, caregivers, and society at large, the researchers wrote. Although such gender norms do not seem to be inherently detrimental and can also teach helpful behaviors, e.g. independence, toughness, provision, some behaviors may contribute to differences in health behaviors and disease management. For example, some men may not seek medical help due to beliefs that vulnerability, weakness, and dependence are not masculine behaviors. Others also seem to seek healthcare services less frequently because they perceive medical care as more feminine. To better understand how male gender norms affect men with MS, scientists at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio conducted a survey of 81 men with MS. The men had an average age of about 51, and the mean time since diagnosis was more than 12 years. More than 90% of the participants were white males. Around half were college-educated, and about 1 in 5 was married. The men completed 3 standardized questionnaires, including the Health Behavior Inventory 20, or HBI 20, which measures health-related behaviors. Another was the Ways of Coping questionnaire, or WCQ, which, as its name suggests, assesses coping strategies. Masculine ideals were assessed with a CMNI-46, which measures a person's adherence to 9 ideas about masculinity that are prevalent in Western cultures. The assessment covered an emphasis on winning, a need for emotional control, power over women, a penchant for violence, and self-reliance. The scientists conducted a battery of statistical analyses to look for relationships between the various measurements. Among the notable results, men who reported a greater need to appear heterosexual, one of the 9 ideals on the CMNI-46, tended to report a greater tendency to engage in self-care, as measured by the HBI-20. By contrast, men with a greater need for emotional control tended to report poorer self-care. Men who reported coping with positive reappraisal, which involves reassessing oneself in a positive light, tended to also report better self-care. Men who endorsed the gender norm of heterosexual self-presentation, importance of presenting oneself as heterosexual, reported greater efforts in self-care. In contrast, men with MS who endorsed the gender norm of emotional control, emotional restriction and suppression, reported poorer preventative self-care, the researchers concluded. Specific to coping, men with MS who used the strategy of positive appraisal or creative positive meaning by focusing on personal growth also reported greater effort and self-care. Analyses also indicated that men with more substantial perceived physical disability tended to take greater efforts to control their anger and stress, as measured by HBI 20. Men who reported a greater need to appear heterosexual or a penchant for violence tended to score lower for controlling anger and stress. The researchers noted several limitations of this analysis, including the relatively homogeneous sample of mainly older patients who had already been living with MS for some time, and the fact that measures were taken only at one point in time. The team also noted that they did not assess the men's sexual orientation in this analysis. Further research into how gender identity affects healthcare for people with MS is needed, they stressed. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on August 12, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Goldilocks, a column by Stephen DiMarzo, published on August 11, 2022. High temperatures make my brain become strangled in static. AM radio is infamous for bad reception, resulting in nothing but static. You can search the dial frequency by frequency, and it's all static. Occasionally you will cross a station, but then the car moves and the reception is lost again. When I'm overwhelmed with the heat, that's what it feels like. Static. It feels like my mind is closing off and my brain is being strangled. The noise only exacerbates my multiple sclerosis episodes. I have to retreat. I need cool temperatures, quiet, and sleep to reboot. After the diagnosis of my primary progressive MS, or PPMS, I read about the struggles people with all types of MS have enduring the heat, and it wasn't long before I started learning about my own challenges. My wife and I enjoyed going to the local restaurants for dinner, and one of our favorites during the summer was an outdoor bar and grill. We went there in June 2021, 3 months after my diagnosis, and while it was hot, it wasn't unbearable. Nonetheless, I started overheating. I couldn't keep my head up, and I had no strength in my legs to get up and walk to the bathroom. I asked the waitress to bring over water, ice, and towels, and I put the drenched towel over my head for several minutes. During this cool-down period, I was unable to think clearly or speak. It took about 30 minutes for me to recover. The experience was unsettling for me, and we decided that we'd give up eating outside during the hot summer months. Since that time, the number of my heat intolerance episodes has increased. And while each experience is slightly different, there are some trends that I've noticed. Static. In March, I almost passed out due to my overheating during a wake we attended. The weather was comfortable outside, so I wore a suit and tie. But inside, the air conditioning in the funeral home was not rated for the number of people who attended. The temperature in there had to be in the high 80s, and with hundreds of people gathering and talking, I knew I couldn't handle it. The noise and heat in the small funeral parlor was intolerable, forcing me to be carried out for air. I drank water and stayed outside for about 30 minutes to get my senses back in order. After this incident, I decided that I wouldn't wear suits anymore. Yet after attending a wedding in April, not wearing a suit, and feeling too casual, I decided to try wearing one again for the second wedding in June, this time without a tie. The event was a resounding disaster. The wedding ceremony was outside. The cocktail hour was outside. The temperature was 96 degrees in the shade. This heat tsunami set me up for a complete physical and mental shutdown that forced me to leave the reception early. Again, static shut me down. Normally, I'm a very conversational person, but not when I'm overloaded. The heat and static are the tunes, and I become extremely irritable. Rags, ice water, and escape are the only stations I want in those scenarios. My wife is a planner, but I can be quite stubborn and don't always listen to her. The week of the June wedding, she was watching the temperatures and asked me not to wear a suit, since we'd be spending time outside and it was going to be extremely hot. On the day of the wedding, she asked me to shower early so that I could rest for a while before we headed out. I told her I could handle it. Well, I was wrong. My vanity and my desire to be part of the festivities in the heat created an unpleasant evening for both of us. I'm now following some of my wife's planning lessons. This past weekend, I went to a pool party when it was 95 degrees. I was appropriately dressed in shorts and a t-shirt and did my best to mingle in the shade. As soon as I felt symptoms coming on, I immediately retreated into the air conditioning. My friends were very understanding, and this action worked to mitigate the effects. I lasted the night, and my spirit was renewed. Boy, it was a great night. The next day, a very good friend sent me this text. You are an inspiration, my friend. The one thing we all have in common is that our bodies will fail at some point. Thanks for showing us how to face it gracefully, while always bringing joy to others. Love you, and your amazing wife. Stay well. It was a great night, static and all. To read more columns from Stephen DiMarzo and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.